say don't break out on, and I never had had no trouble before.
Yes, ma'am.
But I went to a pear tree early one morning before the sun got up. The ground was just covered with pouring over. And it wet, you know, as it could be. And I went in there and waited in there and got them pears. Because it went right, it was cool, you know. And if I didn't have a case of pouring over from that, I ain't never seen nobody did. And I knew just what I had time I got it too, because I knew right where I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
The old pear tree. So I lit out the doctor and got a shot, and he gave me some medicine, cured it up.
Mm-hmm.
I said then that I'd never risk myself a pouring no more.
That's bad stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, sure is.
It'll eat you up.
Yeah. I meant to ask you, when your husband went fishing, did he fish from the bank or did he use a boat?
Well, he went both ways. Mm-hmm. Sometimes on boats, sometimes on banks.
Mm-hmm. What kind of boat do you use?
Well, just whichever way, whatever they found on the bank to get, he always ran a boat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have no boat. And they just ran a boat on the bank.
Do people call them rowboats around here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's got dangers now. People don't much like them boats no more.
What kind?
No kind of boat much to go fishing on. If you got one of your own, they don't hardly go out on them anymore. Too many people coming up dead.
What happens to
them? Something happens to nearly everybody gets one. So nearly everybody's got afraid of it. We had a real good friend went and got a boat, and he never got any good to him. That's the last to him. So most people are getting scared of them boat business.
Yes, ma'am. Did you ever hear people around here call them a John boat or bateau or anything like that?
No.
Mm-hmm. It's just regular old rowboat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to ask you about an expression. Say if your husband had a boat and he was going to take it down to the water to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
When he's putting it in the water, you'd say he's going to do what? He's going to the boat.
Well, I'd say he's going to put the boat in and go fishing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ever hear people say he's got a launch boat?
Well, yeah, I've heard that too. Launch a boat.
Big word?
Launch a boat.
Mm-hmm. You say that, yeah. What would you say that, you know, that inside part of a tire that you put air in, you call that the inner?
Inner tube?
Yes, ma'am. You were talking about a coal-oil lamp a while ago. Have you ever seen people around here take just a bottle and some coal oil and something for a wick and just make themselves
light?
Yeah,
I've seen them do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make pretty good light.
Mm-hmm.
Go hunting with it.
Oh, they took it hunting?
Yeah, that's what they used to go hunting. You see, it seemed like it would hold up better than any other light.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them basically go off hunting with it.
What did they call that thing?
They just called it light, I mean.
You want a torch or?
Just a torch, mostly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'd have called it.
Have you ever heard people use the word flambeau for something like that?
No.
I didn't hear that.
Okay.
Let's ask you about this expression. Say if you were going to cook yourself a cake or something like that,
mm-hmm.
You'd take the pan and put something on the bottom so it wouldn't stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say that you did what to it to? Did what to the pan?
I'd say I sprayed it.
Sprayed it or grease?
No, you put grease in it to keep it from sticking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or something.
Right. So you have to grease the pan?
Yeah, I had to grease the pan so it wouldn't stick.
Yeah. If you got that grease all over your hand, you'd say your hands were real.
Mm-hmm. Greasy.
Yes, ma'am. Have you ever, you said that